Hey, I am back again. This is Crystal Jordan with Keys to Help Commit to God and Prayer. We are discussing key 7 today. Let's talk about it. So key 7 is discussing His will. Whose will? God's will. So if you follow along with me in Psalm chapter 143 verse 10, it says, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground." Well, as we know, God, He continues to show us and direct us how to follow His will, whether it's through the following the footsteps of Jesus Christ or in creating creating a relationship with Him, getting an understanding of Him, hearing His voice and knowing what to do when we hear His voice and listening to His direction. So in following the will of the Father, you got to first know that the Father wants His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so in order for you to find out about His will, you had to listen to key 6, which talked about getting a relationship with Him. The only way you're able to identify with the will of the Father is by having a continued relationship where you have learned the way that He communicates with you, and you have sat still to listen to His voice so that you know His voice even over the sound of a crowded room. These are the ways that you will understand the will of the Father. And so it does not matter if it is a relationship, a job, a decision, you know, whatever it is, we should want to walk in the will of God. Sometimes the will of God isn't what we want, but the will of God is even greater than what we want. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you. They are of good and not of evil, and they are to prosper you." God's will is always good. Why do we think that He also goes in the scripture and tell us to think on those things that are of good report, that are of pure report, things like that? Because He wants us to know that if it's not something that is good, then He has not placed it in the atmosphere for us to follow it. Back into what I was saying in regards to making sure that we follow His will. And if He hasn't placed it into the atmosphere, then He didn't say it. We have to make sure that we're identifying and understanding His voice. When we understand His voice, He is able to direct our path. And trust me, in understanding His voice, we will never follow a stranger, because when we are in tune with the voice of God, we will be able to identify strangers. So when you understand this key about His will, understand that the Father's will is good. And so if you look into the book, if you're following along with me, it says Luke 2:49, Jesus said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be about my Father's business?" If you don't understand anything out of this chapter, I need you to understand this. While on this earth, you have to make sure to be about your Father's business. What is your Father's business? The will of God. God has some things that He's placed in scripture that He needs you to identify that He has willed for you. And so when going forward, I am going to pray us out. And I pray that as you read this chapter even further, that you begin to identify the voice of God, which entails or later on directs you to the will of God for your life. And so if you understand this, then you will make it through here surely. It says we have been sent to inform others of the good news of Christ. Don't forget to inform others. Don't forget to be directed and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Father God, as we come to you today, God, we ask that you order our steps. We ask that anything that is misaligned, that you realign it. If we are not walking in your will, God, we ask that you align our paths to walk in your will, oh Father. We ask that anything that is unlike you, God, that it be removed, and that we continue to stay focused on you and listen to your voice, not being persuaded by anyone or anything. We say all of this and we thank you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. And I pray that you get some reflection out and begin to write out those things that you learned from this chapter. I'll see you next time. Have a blessed one.